House Speaker Rebecca Lockhart says the technology initiative would have required up to $50 million in ongoing revenue to make it worthwhile. But Senate leaders were unwilling to spend more than $26 million.
I've long said that there's only one thing worse than not doing it, and that's doing it wrong or doing it with not enough to do it right.
The initiative would have provided every student in the state with a digital learning device like an iPad and money to train teachers on the devices. Lockhart said the Senate was offering too little money and on the condition that the House accept federal dollars to expand Medicaid, which she couldn't accept.
It became apparent that the House was trying to make history, the Senate was trying to make a deal, and we were unwilling to take the deal that they presented, and so we chose to back away from the initiative.
Senate President Wayne Niederhauser says the initiative will remain a priority in the interim.
As far as we're concerned, this is not a dead issue. We're very supportive of the initiative of digital learning. We want to come back next session with hopefully more people on board with that. We know exactly what we're doing.
House and Senate leaders did agree to fully fund student growth this year, increase per pupil spending by 2.5%, and fund enrollment growth in Utah's fastest growing colleges and universities like Weber State, Dixie State, and Utah Valley University. Whitney Evans, KUER News.